Who to be more afraid of? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. With all this talk about the new Cold War, we have to decide who to be more afraid of. Al-Qaeda or the new Russia and its threat to strike Poland because of those missiles we plan to put there? I find myself strangely unafraid of Al-Qaeda these days, now that we're back to the prospect of thermonuclear war. Analyst Peter Zeihart at Stratfor Strategic Forecasting says Russia understands those missiles are purely defensive, but they don't trust us.
And if you look back at American history and the countries that we've gone to war with, they've got a point.
Because of the expansion of NATO, the Russians see us as the empire that needs to be contained.
In 2004, when the United States helped sponsor the Orange Revolution in Ukraine, that's what really flipped the equation on its head for the Russians. Without Ukraine and the Russian sphere of influence, Russia's population is basically broken into three pieces, one of which would happen to be joining the West. They wouldn't be able to control the Caucasus very effectively anymore. All the infrastructure that links them to the Caucasus goes through Ukraine. All of their pipelines, all a good portion of their agricultural and industrial heartland are in Ukraine. And so the Russians thought very accurately that the United States and the West as a whole were going for their throat.
I tried to point out to Peter that our energy supplies also go through countries not friendly to us. But what do? We handle it in a civilized manner. We discuss things.
You'll also notice that the United States happened to have a series of aircraft carrier battle groups.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Welcome to the Cold War.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.